next week, I'm going to start a series. Maybe not as long as the Holy Spirit School, but I don't know. We'll see. But I'm going to start a series called God Bless America Again. Now, I don't know if you ever paid much attention to the buildings in Washington, D.C. Most of the buildings that were built years ago, including the Supreme Court, there's scripture all the way around the wall. So this country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. And my thinking about what we are in the day and time that we're in, we got a biblical mandate to encourage one another. We live in a wonderful, beautiful country where we have the freedoms that we enjoy in a lot of different ways. And I was just thinking, if we ignore or redesign our history, which they're trying to do, some people are trying to change history, tear down statues and all, you can't ignore history. We'll forfeit much if we continue on that path. So our nation was, as I said, founded on biblical principles by people who had a desire to find an opportunity to worship the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob without interference from a king or from a state, because we do not have a church like the Church of England. We don't have that. We have the freedoms, and we get the Bill of Rights and all of those things. And so our freedoms and liberties have emerged from this Judeo-Christian worldview. And so these principles, and it's really a tremendous responsibility for all of us to kind of maintain that, because we can lose it very easily. So history is often seen so burdensome. Phil and I both like to study history, and I know Dave does, a lot of the others, and we like history. We don't always agree with history and some of the outcomes, but history is important, and the same with our history with God. So I said all that to say this: we are a people with a country. We are a people with a God. We are a people who have a bright future and possibility. We'll be able to do that again in turn in humility and honor to Almighty God. And hence, my message for the next many weeks, and we're going to ask God to bless America again, because He has blessed this country and He continues to bless us, but we've kind of drifted away, and we want God to bless us again.